Made in Sheffield, made by you. Hello, this is Matt Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
This is Sheffield Live.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yeah!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 pm, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And at sheffieldlive.org.
So, lots of things happen to Jason. He starts to grow in confidence, and he has another encounter with Bradley Smead, this time in the school dinner hall. There's a massive queue in the canteen. Josh and Ben are already waiting for me in the music room. They have packed lunches, so I'm still on the stupid free school dinners list. It saves more money, but we've got to rehearse for the concert, and I'm just wasting my time here. A year seven kid in front of me is trying to hide his biscuit in a bowl of custard. He's useless at it. I can still see the biscuit rising to the surface. Ben's an expert. It saves 40p every time. The kid gets to the front of the queue. Mrs. Mellors blinks, her eyelids caked in bright blue eyeshadow. She spots the biscuit and charges him for it. His shoulders slump a bit, but he pays for it, as if he was never pretending to hide it in the first place. I feel sorry for him, even though he's not on free school dinners. Mrs. Mellors smiles at me and crosses my name off the list. The ham and pickle sandwich looks squashed under the layers of cling film, and school sandwiches are always made with slightly stale bread. Not that I care, as long as I can eat my lunch fast and get on with playing. Mum would have a fit. She doesn't like me eating crap. I put the sandwich, cherry Bakewell slice, bacon frazzles, and a bright blue raspberry flavour drink in my bag, and try to dodge back past all the kids, trying not to spill stuff from their trays, looking for places to sit. The kid with the biscuit heads for a gap between the tables where Bradley Smead and his mates are sitting. My senses are ultra sensitive about Bradley Smead, developed over years of avoiding him and hiding. I see the look in Bradley's eyes. Bradley sticks his foot into the gap just as the kid is passing, concentrating on his tray. The fall happens in slow motion. There's a loud crash, the sound of smashing crockery, and a split second of silence until people start talking again. The kid sprawls on the floor. Bradley's table erupts into nasty laughter. I know I should stay out of it and go straight to the music room, but no one else is doing anything to help. I go over to the kid. He's trying to get up. Custard is splashed on the front of his coat, and the biscuit is squashed onto it. He looks like he's about to cry. Custard and baked beans have splashed over the floor like a Jackson Pollock painting. I crouch down to help the kid. His dinner is totally ruined. There's no point in trying to pick anything up as I put the pieces of the broken plate back on the tray, getting a gross mixture of bean juice and custard on my hands. Now I'm going to be later than ever. The kid stares at me blankly. Are you trying to lick food off the floor now, Kenny? I look straight up at Bradley Speed. He gives me a smarmy, patronising smile. I stand up and bang the kid's tray down on his table with a crash. This jacket costs 200 quid, Kenny. Bradley inspects a tiny custard splash on his sleeve. But your whole house isn't worth that much. Haven't you got anything better to do? Is that going to be your job when you leave school, tripping people up? I say, hardly believing I'm daring to do this, because I'm not scared anymore. Pathetic. I turn away from him slowly. It's not like he can do anything to me. Quite a few people are watching, and a dinner lady has finally come to clear up the mess. The little kid is open-mouthed. I open my bag and I hand him my Bakewell slice, even though it was the part of my lunch I was most looking forward to.
Yep, Sheffield, it is I, Sweaty Betty. I mean, Trev. It is I, the Trev, in a very, very, very hot Sheffield Live sauna studio. I think someone left the heating on. It's very hot in here. Never mind. The show must go on. And diversity, you see, it's still our superpower. Yeah. I think Keith's listening. Hey up, Keith. He's outside listening in the garden by the pool. Paddling pool? Anyway, thank you for listening. Hope you got your Lilo on and your Mankini. How's everybody doing this week? Are you as warm as it is at Sheffield Live Towers? Or does it feel a bit nippy where you are? Let me know. Via the usual channels, you know, like telepathy, shouting really loudly. Alternatively, you can send me a text 0790 264 2755. You can send me an email, if anybody ever still does that, dhtgohj@yahoo.co.uk. Or if you really, really have to, you can post a message on that fash butt rubbish. And if I see it, and if I could be asked, which is highly unlikely, I might read it out on the radio, live on air. So no swearing. Right, you heard Dinner by Anne Grange. That was number 88 in our Festive 33 for 2024. Yes, literature. It's the new rock and roll. Music is rubbish. Discuss. Music sucks. All we need is words, innit? Don't really need music. What do you think? Let me know. And remember, no swearing.
Hello, I'm Colin Pofo from Sheffield Bands, The Generals and Earth Tales. You're listening to Diversity Fest Radio on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by Trevor Tomlin, Thursdays between 3 and 4 pm. Why don't you give it a go?
Yes! Wow! Epic! No, literally. Massive! No, literally. Your lucky ears, yeah, both of them, just heard Holly Mood by Sunric Culture featuring Camembert... too hot to speak. Camel Bear Sing. Yeah, wonderful. That was number 89 in our latest totally random and unscientific end-of-year chart. And guess what? Sunric Culture are performing at Diversity Fest. Not necessarily music. Sometimes just dance. Sometimes dance with music. You have to turn up and find out. Whatever they do, it's always brilliant. They even sometimes get you joining in. It is voluntary. Yeah, come and see. At Diversity Fest, we always try to include some dance performances. So we've got two dance acts this time, Nisha Lau and Sunric Culture. And they usually do a bit of a workshop as well, if anybody wants to join in. Excellent. So, get up, wiggle your ass. or just watch. Anyway, whatever. So, moving on. What's next?
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune into Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. or online at sheffieldlive.org.
Bye.
Enough of that. Wow. Brilliantastic. You heard Maggie's Dead by Earth Tales. That was number 90 in that chart thing I keep wittering on about. And features the singing voice you might recognise of one Carl Lampofo, who's been on this show many times, but doesn't seem to listen to it when he's not. I know, he's a busy man. But great, great song. Maggie's Dead. Wonder who that's about. Right, now for something totally different. Oh yeah, this is a debut on the show. See if you can guess who this is. They're blooming brilliant.
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
Instagram, have a cup of tea. cup of coffee if you like.
Fabulous. You heard A Cup of Tea Solves Everything by Moon Phasers and the Squeaky Chair. No, the Squeaky Chair's in the studio. Yeah, Moon Phasers. First play on the show featuring some members of the Skin Tones. Now then, Moon Phasers, I was trying to book them for Diversity Fest, but they're not available because some of them are on holiday in a foreign, having a nice time in Spain, I think. Good for them. But they're playing my birthday party at Mandala on the 29th of August instead. Amazing. So come along, that's free as well. It's in a much smaller place, so come early if you want to sit down and not sit outside. Ah, although they have got some chairs outside. Again, not many. Lovely cafe, though. Yeah, and great venue, and I hope to do lots of events with them in the future because they've got a bar. But they've also got a coffee machine that's on all the time. And so you can actually get a cup of coffee or a glass of gin or a can of beer or whatever. And you could probably even get a cup of tea. Look at that link. That was totally unintentional. Right then. Now then, I'll tell you more about that. It's in a couple of weeks' time. So, yeah, I'm 60 years old. So I decided to have a cake and beer birthday party in a local cafe to celebrate. Moon Phasers are doing a sort of featured set, and there's an open mic, and I've booked sort of 8 or 9 people. Turn up, it's free. Yeah, nice. You can pretend you don't know it's my birthday even if you want. Right, next.
Visit sheffieldlive.org to listen again and download the podcast.
Thank you.
but all of this together, till you turn around and simply told me something suddenly died. There was no blackened sky, no ravens in flight, no crossed old crone.
Oh, dreaming of ice cream again. Oh, what did you hear? Fabulicious. No. Yes. What did you... Oh, yeah, it's Malachite. You heard. With both your ears, it hurts by Malachite. Now then. I love those saxophones. And the singing as well. And the music. Well, all of it, really. Malachite play at Diversity Fest for the first time on Saturday, September the 27th. It's our very last... It's our 10th birthday, Diversity Fest. Since the first one, 10 years since the first one, it's the last one we're ever doing because I'm retiring for it so I can do something else. We don't really have enough people to run it anymore. It's too hard for two or three people to run. Anyway, so yeah, that's the last one, and Malachite headlining it. Well, they're all headliners. They're all brilliant. So come along. It's at the Old Junior School in Sharrow in Sheffield in the daytime. I'll remind you nearer the time. It's about 7 weeks ago away, something like that. 6 or 7 weeks ago away from now. I need an ice cream. Right. But I better finish my radio show first.
My Johnny was a handsome sailor lad.
Whoa, what did you hear? Excellent, excellent track. It was called, what was it called? Ranter's Wharf by Alice Nichols. And guess what? Alice Nichols plays at the last ever Diversity Fest in September. So come along. You might like it. Of course you will. You will enjoy yourself. Next.
Thank you.
Wow! Fast approaching the end of the show. That was awesome, that track, wasn't it? You heard Indigo by Meishi Meishi. Meishi Meishi, I think, playing at the Mandala Cafe, nothing to do with me, in October. I think I'm going to be in the audience. Amazing. Go and check her out. She's great. Great stuff on the interweb. Yeah. Nice booking that, Adam at Mandala. I shall purchase my ticket very soon. As soon as I remember. Right. So I think we've just about got time to play out with one last track. There's only one band that I can follow Indigo with, and that's Cobalt Tales. You see? It's all a blues thing, isn't it? I'll play out with The Pendle Witches by Cobalt Tales. See you next week. Keep it diverse. Support local music and comedy and literature. It's all the new rock and roll.
Where are the witches of Pendle Hill? Do they hide in the earth? Do they ride on the wind? Are they hidden in hedges or down by the pool? Or are they waiting in line by the docking stool? How many babes have they birthed and bathed? How many sick children kept from the grave? How many bones have they tended and set? This Lancashire land is wild yet. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell. 9 to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell. 9 to hang on Gallows Hill. Temper hot fever while dark turns to light. His ramblings and nightmares keep demons at bay. Pray o'er old souls as they pass on their way.
Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell. 9 to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell. 9 to hang on Gallows Hill. Ooh.
If your body's in tatters, your self-respect torn. If your daughter's not eaten since yesterday morn, who might you castigate? Who might you blame? Down in the village, they're whispering their names. Whispering. Punish them, torture them, burn off their hair. Only half human, so wild in attire. Healer or herb doctor, woman or witch. Is she good? Is she evil? Do you know which is which? Give me a wind till the hurly-burly's done. Give me a wind, see. Grey Malkin comes. Give me a wind. Let me fly this blasted heath. Give me a wind. And I'll do. And I'll do. And I'll do.
line and thrice to mine and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, 9 to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, 9 to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, 9 to hang on Gallows Hill. Thrice to thine and thrice to mine and thrice again to make up nine. 9 years old, too young to tell, 9 to hang on gallows. Where are the witches of Pendle Hill? Do they hide in the earth? Do they ride on the wind? Are they hidden in hedges or down by the pool? Or are they waiting in line by the ducking stool?
See you next week, and remember, keep it diverse.